The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Everything's silent, everything's gray. The colors don't shine like they did in the day when we were together, but now you are gone. And the silence is taken the place of my song. It's hard, Lord, it's hard when lovers must part and one ends up breaking the other one's heart. The loneliest of that mourns in the pine is never so lonesome as I feel tonight. I talk to the stars don't reply. I look for the answers, the questions still lie. In the strange empty places that love used to fill, I try to forget you, but I love you still. It's hard, Lord, it's hard when lovers must part and one ends up breaking the other one's heart.
Welcome to the Art Spot. You just heard Lonely Night, the lead-off track from the forthcoming album from Alice Gerard, her third solo album, her first of entirely compositions she has written. We are very happy to have Alice Gerard on the Art Spot today and at the Art Center on Sunday, May 12th, tomorrow night, if you're listening to this on the original broadcast, at 7 p.m. for a CD pre-release party. The official release date won't be till June 4th, but Alice promises us that she'll have a few copies for sale tomorrow night, May 12th, at the Arts Center. Alice, great to have you on the show.
It's good to be here, Art. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm looking forward to the concert on the 12th.
It'll be a lot of fun. Who all is going to be picking and singing with you on this bittersweet CD pre-release party?
Yeah. It's, let's see, Carl Jones. They're all people who, from around here, or who couple who have moved a little further away now, but Carl Jones, let's see, Scott Manring from Greensboro, Laurelyn Dossett from Greensboro, and I twisted Elizabeth Bonson's arm. Elizabeth used to play with me a while back when she lived around here, and she's coming up from Asheville, from near Asheville. Elizabeth was some of you may remember, the first fiddle player with the Steep Canyon Rangers back in the day
when
they first started.
Chapel Hill band,
yeah.
People from Asheville instead of the world famous band touring with Steve Martin.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like a mighty fine band there, Alice, but you always have a really good band with you.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate and played with some great players over the years, yeah.
You have, and part of the story of this new album and what makes it so important that you have a new album and that we're celebrating it at the Art Center on May 12th is this remarkable career in old-time and bluegrass music that you've enjoyed going way back to the 1960s when you and Hazel Dickens really cracked at the glass ceiling in bluegrass and proved that women could be leaders of a bluegrass band, and not just that, but a bluegrass band that includes some of the best male musicians around, some people like Lamar Greer playing with you. That had to be a remarkable and different time. Now that we're in the days of women dominating bluegrass music, it wasn't like that when you and Hazel were starting out.
No, it was not. And I would say especially for Hazel, because she played a lot in the bar scene in Baltimore with when there were was a bar on every corner and a bluegrass band in every bar. And she was often the girl singer and bass player with the bands. And it was kind of rough for her, I know. I didn't go through that myself when I started when I became friends with Hazel and she became sort of my mentor and we started singing together. We had a very supportive cast of characters, including Lamar Greer and various Mike Seeger, various people who liked what we did and encouraged us and supported us. We were fortunate that way. And Bill Monroe himself really encouraged and supported us, which was very wonderful.
Yeah, there are a lot of great photographs from the 1960s of y'all with Bill, and you can tell he was appreciative and supportive.
Yes, he was wonderful.
The father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. And you went from there with that intense bluegrass experience in Hazel and Alice. Your music started to evolve through the 1970s.
Yes, we sort of didn't have a clue. We were just kind of doing what we loved to do, and people were noticing it and encouraging us to go out and do more of it and starting to, you know, asking us if we wanted to record, and we would do that, and we'd go places and play, and there would be huge crowds of people and they'd be cheering us on, and a lot of them were women, and we said, "What's going on here?" You know, it was kind of duh. So we sort of in tandem with that, we began to tour with a group that was organized in the South by Anne Romaine and Bernice Regan, two activist women musicians from who worked in the civil rights movement during that time. And in the South, they were from the South. And they started this tour of traditional musicians that went around the South. We'd go to the Deep South and then the Mountain South a couple of times a year. And it was somewhat political in nature, the idea being that if somebody like Roscoe Holcomb stood up there and sang and talked about his life, you know, it was a political statement in and of itself. And that's what we did.
Indeed. And we will be back with Alice Girard right after these important announcements. We're back on the Art Spot with the wonderful Alice Girard. She'll be performing Sunday, May 12th at the Art Center at 7 p.m., a CD pre-release party from her first album of entirely original songs, Bittersweet. That'll be at 7 p.m. Sunday night, May 12th. For tickets or more information, you can call the Art Center at 919-929-2787 or go to www.artcenterlive.org. Either place will get you there, and we'll look forward to seeing you for a very special evening with Alice Girard and her amazing guests, including Laurelyn Dossett and Carl Jones. It will be a great show. Alice was telling us about how she and Hazel Dickens performed through the 60s and 70s, how they started finding large appreciative audiences of women, and how in touring, in the tours put together by Annie Romaine and Bernice Johnson Reagan, a political consciousness as well. And from that, by the time I met you 30 years ago, you'd become deeply involved in the old-time music world. You were living up around Galax and could frequently be found in the middle room of Tommy Gerald's house where the best old-time pickers were gathering.
Yeah, well, you know, from the beginning of my musical education and listening to music and paying attention to it, I didn't really separate old time and bluegrass the way it later became sort of separate. And I was listening to all of it, spurred on by the Harry Smith Anthology of American Folk Music, which was a varied collection of great Southern music. And so I just loved it all, and was listening to unaccompanied singing, and then was listening to banjo, old-time banjo playing, and Scruggs playing, and Bill Monroe, and Clarence Ashley. You know, it's just all part and parcel of the same thing, and it really made sense for it because one came out of the other, and they all impacted one another. So I loved it all, and I became interested in playing old-time music and moved up around the Galax area to hang out and with the musicians while they were still there, which many of them were, like Tommy Jarrell. I had become friends with Tommy while I lived in Washington, D.C., because my husband at the time, Mike, and I took Tommy on tour several times, and that's how I met him. And then I got a fellowship little grant to study fiddle with him and would go down there. And then I just moved down there. And so it was great. And then out of that came the old time Herald.
The magazine's still going. Despite all that you read about magazines, the little magazine you started 25 years ago, still going strong.
It's amazing when I think about that. And, you know, and I stopped, I founded it and edited it till 2003, and then I turned it over to my friend Gail Gillespie, and she did it for a couple of years, and then Sarah Bryan took it over and is doing a fantastic job keeping it going. It's amazing to me that it is surviving.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, it is. And you compare the success of the Old Time Herald with the struggles of Sing Out, which in many ways inspired it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been all the time such a labor of love. Nobody has gotten paid market rate. Yeah. You know, everybody's sort of making a small salary and making do on that with other things in their lives that bring in a little money. So that's how it's managed, I think.
Yes, indeed. And that's really how roots music, especially old-time music, survives, because people love it and are willing to perform it, promote it, produce it, put out records, all the things that go in to the music industry at far less than market rate. But in return, and you get to live a real life. So it's not so bittersweet. But
no.
with that, let's hear the title track from Alice Girard's forthcoming CD to be celebrated May 12th at the Arts Center. This song is Bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
little piece of ribbon round a lock of hair, ticket stubs from the county fair. I can still hear the laughter in the air, bittersweet, bittersweet. Funny how the memories come to call when you're looking at the writing on the wall, and it breaks my heart to leave it all. Bittersweet, bittersweet. We're
back on the Art Spot. With us today, Miss Alice Girard, musician, music editor, one of the most remarkable people I know, and we're very pleased to have her at the Arts Center Sunday, May 12th, 7 p.m., for a CD pre-release celebration from Bittersweet, her first album of entirely original material, her third solo album following many albums with Hazel and Alice, Strange Creek Singers, and other groups of great merit over the course of the last 45 years. What was it like to finally write the 13 titles that appear? Well, you wrote the songs, too, not just the titles on Bittersweet.
Indeed. Well, you know, almost all the songs are original songs. Three of them have been recorded before but are now sort of out of print or are just songs I wanted to do again. But the rest are all new songs. And it was great. The idea for doing it came from Lori Lewis quite a few years ago up at a festival we were at together, and she sat down with me and said, "Hey, I'd like to produce an album of you." And that was the beginning of the conversation, which then lagged for about several years until a couple of other people also approached me about doing it. And then I went back and talked with Lori and decided to do it with her. And it was a wonderful experience. She's a great producer.
She is a great musician, wonderful singer, fine songwriter herself, and also a wonderful example of that first generation that you inspired. She was certainly one of the leaders of women moving to the forefront in bluegrass starting in the late 1970s after about 12 years of Hazel and Alice incubation of that world.
Yeah, she's always been very generous in acknowledging our influence on her and other women musicians. So it was great to work with her.
It's got to be, and it's going to be great to have Alice Girard and her special guest on stage at the Arts Center, 7 p.m. on May 12th for the CD pre-release celebration for Bittersweet, 13 original tunes by Alice Girard, great pioneer of women's music, bluegrass, and old-time music. This will be a very special show that you will regret if you do not attend. Tickets at artcenterlive.org or at 919-929-2787. So come on down. Thanks for being on the Art Spot today, Alice.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Art.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.